It's just a little street where all the friends meet. I'd love to wander back someday.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? Presenting another in this series of hometown sketches, which come to us four times each week as an expression of goodwill by the makers of Fell's Naphtha Soap. That grand golden soap with the clean naphtha odor. The soap that turns every wash day into a glorious success. Our next point of broadcast will be direct from the studios of station FELS, Lem Weatherby's high power voice of Centerville. Just what Lem has for us, we don't know. But you may be sure he'll give a good account of himself. So, take it away, FELS.
Station FELS broadcasting, and thank you, Mr. Forbes. This station is managed and operated by the Centerville Broadcasting Company, which is me, and operates in conjunction with our sister stations in Hollywood, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, and Spokane. This is Lem Weatherby speaking and saying, how are you folks? Well, seems mighty good to be back again with you today. We sort of passed you up yesterday, didn't we? Fact of the matter was, I was going to put the station on the air, but at the last minute, decided against it. We held a sort of a welcome home reception to Anna Watts. Guess I should stop calling her Mrs. Watts now, seeing that she's married to Captain Albury. Well, anyway, Anna and Cap got home Sunday night, and Emmy got together a little reception for them. From all that we could find out, they must have had a grand time on their honeymoon. And you Centerville folks will be pleased to know that the Albury's are ready and willing to receive visitors at their home on Elm Street. Mrs. Albury wishes me to announce that she has a special and rare collection of seaweed which she got during her visit to Catalina Island. She feels that you'll all be interested in seeing this. Station FELS broadcasting. Now, a local announcement. Joe Bishop, Centerville's one and only furniture dealer and mortician, wishes to announce that during the balance of this month, he's going to continue his June bride sale. And even though you may not be figuring on getting married this June, you can still get your outfit from him on the same terms that he's making to those who marry next month. Which is nothing down and a year to pay, with a high chair or a crib thrown in, when and if a blessed event arrives. Remember, Joel Bishop's Furniture Emporium, Main Street, Centerville, open Saturdays till 9. Station FELS. And now, if Tom's ready, how about it, Tom?
I'm ready, Mr. Weatherby.
All right. Tom will play Please Believe Me. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Tom.
station FELS broadcasting. Folks, those of you who were with us last week will remember that we told you that starting this week, we would try to run this program along the lines which you wanted. We said that each week we'd give you a choice of one or two or, well, maybe three different types of programs to choose from. And then the one getting the most votes during the week would be the one we'd put on the last broadcast of the week. Well, we got a flock of letters in already, but they're all for our good friend here, Tom Haywang. So it seems no more than fitting and proper that he should play something for us now. And what'll it be, Tom?
Well, I'm going to play an old English number, Londonderry Air. It's a number I've had several requests for. I've rehearsed it very carefully, and I hope you all like it.
Thank you, Tom. Very pretty. And now, folks, the message of the day. I was going to have Cap Albury down to read this, but he had several other things on his mind, such as getting moved into his new home, closing his old place, and all that. So I'll read it. All right, Tom. Folks, if you're one of them solitary people who likes to be let alone and not have many friends, just take this advice. Let your clothes and linens be turned dark and dingy with tattletale gray. For no one thinks very well of a woman who is guilty of turning out the sloppy, half-clean washing that causes tattletale gray. But if you want to be well-liked, both as a person and as a housewife, then steer clear of tattletale gray. And if that dark, unattractive look is already spoiling your things, Fell's Naphtha Soap has the real washing energy that's needed to take it away. There are two lively cleaners in every bar of Fell's Naphtha. This combination of richer golden soap and plenty of brisk penetrating naphtha, they work together to get rid of grease and dirt and grime, giving you a gleaming, white, sweet-smelling wash, spotlessly clean all the way through. So, folks, don't put it off any longer. Those of you who haven't used Fell's Naphtha Soap, give it a trial today. Have your grocer send you over a couple of bars. Station FELS broadcasting. And now, folks, at this... Excuse me a minute. That's the phone. Weatherby Star and Station FELS, Lem Weatherby speaking. Yes? Yeah? Well, I'll tell you, Mrs. Todd, we do like to favor as many requests as we can, but if they get in too late, it's kind of hard to get them in after our program is made up. Yeah. Another thing is the copyright situation. Yeah, well, that means that we've got to look up every number we play before we play it. Why is that? Well, we haven't got time to go into that now, but we have to do it, so that's that. Yeah, I'm mighty sorry, Mrs. Todd. And I know that Tom would just love to be able to play for you. Huh? Oh, it's for your mother who's sick. Well, I'm mighty sorry to hear that. Why don't you drop Tom a line and maybe he'll be able to get the number in for you? Today? Well, it just can't be done. Sure, I'll hold on. Tom?
Yes, sir?
You couldn't play an extra number, could you?
Well, not very well, Mr. Weatherby. Unless, as you said, we had it cleared, I'd be afraid to take a chance.
Yeah, so would I. What's that, Mrs. Todd? Recite? Me? Well, that's a pretty poor substitute for Tom's playing, but I guess I could find a little piece for her. All right, I will, and thanks a million. Thanks a million for calling. And if you want Tom to play it any time, just send in a postal card or a letter, and we'll be glad to play it for you. Yep. Yeah, thanks, and bye.
Well, Mr. Weatherby, it looks like you're the one.
Yes, I guess I am, Tom, and I'll be dogged if I know what to recite.
Oh, you've got a lot of poems and things in that book of yours.
I know it, Tom, but just the time you want something special, you never can find it. Excuse me, folks, while I look through this book of mine. See, something for a sick lady. Let's see. Well, here's something mighty sweet, folks. This little bit of poetry is being dedicated to Mrs. Todd's mother. Seems her mother's sick and asked me to recite. So here it is. Just to be tender, just to be true, just to be glad the whole day through, just to be merciful, just to be mild, just to be trustful as a child, just to be gentle, kind, and sweet, just to be helpful with willing feet, just to be cheery when things go wrong, and just to drive sadness away with a song, whether the hour is dark or bright, just to be loyal to God and right, just to believe that God knows best, just in His promises ever to rest, just to let love be our daily key. That is God's will for you and me. Goodbye, folks.
It's just a little street where all the friends meet. I'd run.
Thank you, Lem Weatherby. And now, folks, you know, it's no wonder that movie stars spend so much money on cosmetics. Their faces are their fortune. They have a good reason for using a lot of different soaps to keep their faces clean and fresh. But when it comes to keeping clothes and linens beautifully clean and fresh, well then, one energetic, dependable soap is enough to do the job. Pell's Naphtha soap. Every single item in your wash will be briskly, thoroughly, safely cleansed in thick, creamy, long-lasting Pell's Naphtha soap suds. Pell's Naphtha soap does an extra good job of washing all the dirt out of things, all kinds of things. Colored clothes or white ones, fine silks, cottons and woolens, dainty, fragile underthings or heavy, grimy work clothes. Here's another point that you'll be sure to appreciate. There's soothing glycerin in every bar of Pell's Naphtha soap to make it specially kind to your hands. These hometown sketches are heard over this station 4 days each week at this same time. This is Don Forbes speaking.